be heading to Kyrgyzstan here on Monday to Manas Airfield, which is a temporary airbase. And we'll be hopefully entertaining and talking to some of the troops there in a day or so. Then we'll head to any one of a number of locations. I've heard Bagram Air Base is probably going to be the place in which we operate in and out of, and I'm sure we'll be hitting a few of the smaller installations along the way. We'll be in theater there in Afghanistan for about 2.5 days, and then via military transportation down to Doha, Qatar. We'll talk to Central Command there, and then up to Ramstein, and we're going to visit some of the military hospitals before heading back to the States.
This is historic, isn't it? This is the first time U.S. astronauts have gone on such a trip.
You know, if anything that surprises me, Amy, it's that we haven't done it before. I couldn't think of a more worthwhile way to spend a couple weeks than doing something like this. So, like I said, I'm surprised it's taken us this long, but we're going to get on with it, and hopefully the troops will enjoy having us entertain them for a couple weeks.
And a lot of you do have military backgrounds, so you get it.
Well, I mean, I don't think we can appreciate what they go through on a day-to-day basis, but a lot of us have combat time, some of us in the air, some of us on the ground. Some of us have been away from their families for a long period of time as a result of the military service. So while we can't necessarily empathize with being in the trenches and perhaps sleeping in cold places like they're doing right now, we can certainly understand what it means to serve and what it means to spend a long time away from your family and your loved ones.
And keeping in line with our theme of history and how you guys are making history, you were also in the inaugural parade earlier this week. Tell me a bit about that experience.
Well, it was a wonderful experience. It was very cold. We were last in the parade, and I think that the NASA exhibit specifically requested to do that just so they could put on a small demonstration of what's called the small pressurized rover. It's kind of a proof of concept idea for what it will be like to go back and explore on the moon. It's a pressurized vehicle that has essentially two spacesuits which are attached to the outside to allow astronauts to, you know, rapidly go out and personally inspect anything that they might find of interest on the lunar surface. So we had, a mock-up of that, and we were fortunate enough, along with Buzz Aldrin, who, of course, walked on the moon on Apollo 11 back in 1969, we marched along with him and the small pressurized rover last in the parade. They put on a very nice, very short demonstration for the brand new president and his lovely wife. I think it was very warmly received, and it was a great experience for all of us. So, if you got aside from the fact that it was a bit chilly, it was sure a very warm reception by everybody at the reviewing stand.
I was going to ask, just on a personal note, being in that position in the parade and being part of that history, as we watched it here, we saw that it was already getting dark outside. You know, it was clearly so cold. But you had the opportunity to sort of look out on the sea of faces even before you made it to the reviewing stand. What did that do for you? You yourself, as a commander of a mission, have gone through so much already. Where does that rank?
Well, I'll tell you, Amy, there's never a dull moment in this job, and things never continue to amaze me. The one thing, if you will, that really impressed me with the folks who were watching the parade was the tremendous brand loyalty that NASA has. You know, there's an awful lot of support out there. I mean, rich, poor, black, white, everybody comes out to the parade, and they're all very supportive of NASA. You know, I mean, you hear phrases like "Go NASA" and "We love NASA," and I mean, it's very exciting for me to be a part of something like this. I think it speaks volumes to how dedicated we are as a country to leading the world into space and space exploration. Folks look towards us as a kind of cutting edge, if you will, and, you know, a pearl in terms of our national capability and what we're willing to put do once we put our minds to it, and also as a leader of an international organization. You know, of course, we have not just our moon program coming up, but we've had men and women living aboard the International Space Station with international partners for 10 years right now. And it's thrilling to look out amongst the folks and realize how much support there is out there. It makes you very proud to be an American.